There are a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans, none greater than the Redcoaters.
My name is Erica Corrado Waller, and I'm a school teacher in Lawrence, Kansas. I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade theater.
My name is Brent Sled. I live in Everland Park, Kansas. I've been a realtor for the past 30 years.
My name is Brian Gregory, and I own a technology company basically since I was 17 years old.
My name is Lacey Glover. I am a former rodeo queen. I grew up riding horses.
My name is David Jones. I actually used to be the city council member and mayor for the city of St. Joseph.
I'm Peggy Mars. Since the stadium opened in 1972, I've only missed three home games.
My name is Dan Ledoux. I live in Joplin, Missouri. I'm a volunteer rescue diver.
My name is Ray Zakovich. I'm retired from the United States Secret Service, and I'm a Redcoater.
Redcoaters, beyond the gridiron are the unsung heroes, entrusted with the Chiefs' creed and deployed with a mission to spread good throughout the Chiefs' kingdom. You'll see them in the soup kitchens. You'll see them giving aid to the needy. You'll see them on Sundays welcoming the team to the field. You'll see them just about everywhere you go, wearing red coats and wearing them with pride.
It's a huge honor for me to be a Redcoater. We represent the Kansas City Chiefs in the community. But more importantly to me, we actually represent the Hunt family, and we carry on the legacy of Lamar Hunt and all the great things that he's done for Kansas City.
There are a lot of things that we can do that aren't related to football, but because we have a presence in the community, we can help in a lot of different ways, and I enjoy that community service aspect.
The Chiefs are just in me. They've just been such a big part of my life, and to put on this coat and be looked at as a representative of the Chiefs family, it's just a huge privilege.
When you put on that coat, number one, you just know you're going to have a good day.
It's like putting on a Chiefs uniform every time we go out to do something. For me, I had the chance to meet and speak to Mr. Lamar Hunt several times, and he was a man that left an impression on you. He always took time, even if it was on game day and you passed him in a hallway or in the parking lot. He actually stopped and took time to speak and focus with you, and it left a real impression. And I feel like it's important for the Redcoaters to go out and give that impression to the fans around town.
To the Redcoaters, their connection to their team is priceless. And Lamar Hunt had a way of making people feel like they were a part of the family. But Hunt's ties to the Redcoaters go even deeper than that, reaching all the way back to the team's inception and their historic move to Kansas City.
Professional football, that most fascinating, most exciting of all spectator sports, came to Mid-America in 1963 when the Dallas Texans became the Kansas City Chiefs. The men behind this history-making move were Lamar Hunt, owner of the Texans, and Jack Stedman, his general manager. Hunt's team, the Texans, became an artistic success. They won the American Football League championship in 1962. But the crowds necessary to support a sport which is expensive as well as exciting never came.
I told Lamar, I said, Lamar, we can't just continue to play in Dallas and continue to lose money. I said, we really need to find a city that we can be successful in. Lamar got a call the next day from Earl Bartle, and he said, young man, I'd like to visit with you to see whether there's any possibility that you might have any interest in moving your team to Kansas City.
In 1963, Kansas City already boasted one professional sports franchise, but the enterprising Kansas City mayor was hungry for more.
Lamar and I put together all the things that we thought we would need if we were going to make the move to Kansas City. And one of those was we would need 25,000 season tickets.
Kansas City officials sprung into action at the prospect of professional football coming to Mid-America. And under the guidance of Chamber of Commerce leader and former Kansas athletic star Ray Evans, Kansas City's first Redcoaters quickly piqued Lamar Hunt's interest.
Ray put together a team of business people that he knew to sell season tickets. So that's how the Redcoaters started.
These were leading businessmen in Kansas City that went out and worked so hard for the Chiefs and did everything they could to sell season tickets when the team needed it. And if it was good enough for the big shots in town to buy tickets, it was really good enough for everybody else.
With the aid of hundreds of volunteer workers, the drive was an overwhelming success. And Mid-America had its professional football team. the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, the Redcoaters are another part of the Chiefs that, you know, go back many, many decades, all the way to when the team came to Kansas City. So in addition to making appearances and supporting the team, the Redcoaters were really key in helping the Chiefs make the transition to Kansas City and build the season ticket base, which over time became one of the best in the National Football League.
Here were businessmen that were working at their particular job or their particular business, but they were out trying to sell season tickets for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I thought, my, that's something. You know, that means something, because these people don't have to do that, but they're trying to do something to save what is good for Kansas City. And so it told me something about the pride of the people of Kansas City, what kind of people that they were.
I think it started out with a small group of people wanting to show their pride in some way, and it just keeps growing and growing in different ways.